It's the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. And a proposal to build Wisconsin's largest hog farm near the small town of Trade Lake in Burnett County has divided the community, sparked lawsuits, and challenged state regulators. Although the state has twice rejected this proposal, the project is still being considered and under review. We have a link to our guest's three-part series on this story at WPR.org/mornings. And you can join with your comment and experience if you are in Burnett County or you have questions about the push and pull between small town Wisconsin and larger agriculture operations. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Bennett Goldstein reports on water and agriculture as a Report for America journalist with Wisconsin Watch. Bennett, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So your three-part series called Hogtied is about this proposed hog feeding facility in northwest Burnett County. What's some of the controversy surrounding this $20 million project?
Yeah, so the project known as Cumberland, it was a proposed and is still, you know, as you said, still is proposed hog breeding operation that first emerged in 2019, and it immediately sparked a lot of alarm due to the setting in Trade Lake, Wisconsin, which is largely a vacation town and has a combination of vacation homes and farming. And it's about 70, 80 miles northeast of the Twin Cities area. So you get a kind of a diverse group of people who are living together.
And as I understand it, the town board chairman at the time was involved, at least to some degree, in the transaction of land for this project?
Yes. The former town board chairman, his name is Jim Moline. He first met with the developer shortly after the developer, whose name is Jeff Sauer, came to the town and had discussed the possibility of giving his land where the project would be sited. And when he did that, you know, he also had discussed the possibility of obtaining manure from the project. While at the same time, he was also in charge of directing meetings and, just kind of orchestrating, how the community would respond to the project. And it became apparent to residents that, they alleged that he tried to prevent them from taking action to prevent this CAFO from coming to the community, in his capacity as the town board chair, which led to a lawsuit against him.
Bennett, give us a picture here. As currently proposed, what would this animal pig breeding facility look like?
Yeah, so, I mean, it would be, I think in the story we framed it, in a couple of different ways, to try to put it in a picture that maybe people can relate to. I mean, this facility would be the size of roughly 2.5 Home Depot box stores, a really massive operation with, in its original design, it would have held more than 26,000 pigs, which, and most of those would be piglets because they're being bred and then raised until they can be shipped to either Iowa or Minnesota, where then they would grow to a larger size before they're slaughtered for food. It also would be positioned, close to the town community and, within like a mile and a half of the farm itself, there are about 15 residences. It really did spark a lot of concern among local residents who feared what the impacts could be environmentally, to their property values,
Yeah, what kind of
and
waste
to
would we
also
be
their
talking?
health.
Yeah, Bennett, what kind of waste would we be talking about from a facility like this?
Yeah, so I mean, you're each, so as the pigs live, they, produce excrement, and so that would fall through the bottom of the floor through slats into a collection pit. And that I think each year in the plan was to roughly like 10 Olympic swimming pools worth of manure,
A
and
year?
that has to go somewhere. Yeah, a year.
Well, as part of the plan here, as I understand it from your story, and again, Bennett Goldstein, reporter for the investigative news outlet Wisconsin Watch, with his three-part series, Hogtied. You can find it at WPR.org/mornings. We've got a link there. So the residents, some residents of Trade Lake sued the town chair at the time, Jim Moline. And through this legal process, they learned a few things about what was going on. Like the several area property owners found out that manure from the proposed pig farm was designated to be spread on their fields, but the property owners said they never gave permission for this and they complained to state regulators. Tell me, Bennett, what kind of oversight authority does the state have in situations like these?
Yeah, so I mean, the state is in charge of making sure that anyone who proposes a farm of this size has the ability to safely dispose of the manure in a way that maximizes their crop yields, but also protects water quality. And that's their priority, and so they have to. So the plan, when someone plans this farm, they have to submit a plan that indicates where they intend to dispose of this. And it turned out that a lot of property owners had for years been renting their land to the Moline family for farming. And the Molines, when you grow crops, you do have to fertilize the fields. And so they had used a combination of commercial fertilizer and manure from their cattle. But at a certain point when this farm, Cumberland, was planned, the manure source would have changed to commercial and pig manure. And that was what the landowners had not been aware of and had not given their consent to. And it turns out that a lot of those landowners actually opposed the farm. So this was quite alarming to them when they found out that they would incidentally kind of be part of this plan.
And is this an isolated incident when we're looking at large-scale animal farms in Wisconsin and finding that some of this waste is being spread on places that were not permitted or at least did not get permission to do it?
So yeah, I mean it's an interesting question because there have been cases where other facilities, CAFOs, where the landowners also have objected to manure spreading on their property. Another case involving a different pig farm proposal was called Badgerwood, and that was up north. And in a very similar situation, it played out that landowners, discovered that they didn't want pig manure on their property, and they had also been included in the plan. And once they informed the state, that kind of sets off, when enough landowners do alert the state to that, it sets off alarm bells, and the state can require then that the developers contact them and provide them with evidence, whether it's documentation of agreements that indicate that they have the landowner's permission to do so.
Bennett Goldstein, our guest. He reports on water and agriculture as a Report for America journalist for Wisconsin Watch. His three-part series, Hogtied, details the small community of Trade Lake in Burnett County and the proposal for a large animal breeding operation there. And some of the contentiousness that has arisen as a result, and a question about where we're going as a state and where small town Wisconsin is moving in terms of the economy. And you can join us with your questions or comments at any time here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn. And what happens when a town with less than 1,000 residents goes up against a $20 million proposal for an animal farm that could house around 20,000 pigs? Well, our guest is Bennett Goldstein, a Report for America journalist with Wisconsin Watch. And in December, Wisconsin Watch published Bennett's three-part series titled Hogtied that covers what's been happening in northwest Burnett County over the last 4 years. You can find a link to that on our website at wpr.org/mornings. And we invite you to be part of the conversation by calling in with your questions about concentrated animal feeding operations, or your comments are also welcome at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. So, Bennett, the state's twice rejected this Cumberland proposal for the animal farm breeding facility in Trade Lake. But last May, the developer proposed a scaled-down facility that would still house 19,800 pigs. Who will have the final say on whether this facility is built?
Yeah, so it's up to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to make sure that the application fulfills, a set of requirements, and, the developer has to submit design plans and specifications, and also a manure spreading plan.
Where does the Cumberland proposal currently stand?
So ever since the application was, the most recent application, which was submitted in May, nothing additional has been submitted, and it was only roughly the proposal itself. It wasn't even the full application. So at this point, it's pending, and the state awaits word from the developer.
Let's go to your calls and comments now at 1-800-642-1234. Chris in Port Wing, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having this important show. I wanted to point one other additional issue to the CAFO world is that CAFOs are a major contributor to climate change gases, and it's causing a serious problem. CAFOs reduce the number of farmers by increasing the intensity of the farm, and sustainable farming, like we do promote with CSAs and things in the state here, employ many more people than CAFOs will, and they'll produce food like pigs and cows and vegetables much more sustainably while not contributing to climate change. So thanks for having the show. It's really important.
Thanks for the perspective, Chris. And Bennett, you report on water and agriculture as a Report for America journalist. What about the nexus between economies of scale for agriculture and their effects on the community?
Yeah, the biggest problem, it kind of all goes back to how do you safely dispose of the waste that's produced by the animals that you're raising. And so, as the name suggests, when you're concentrating this many animals, I think in a smaller area, then you really have to be careful with it.
We're talking about a proposed concentrated animal operation in northwest Wisconsin. Bennett Goldstein, our guest, and you can join us as well, 800-642-1234. So after this hog farm was proposed in Trade Lake in 2019, a couple of other communities around Trade Lake took notice. Five nearby towns enacted ordinances aimed at regulating how these concentrated animal feedlots are operated. Business and farm groups then began to challenge those laws. So what's the status of these local ordinances trying to control what comes into their community in terms of size and waste from these farms?
Yeah. After the large farm was proposed, a group of six townships kind of perceived gaps in state regulations over these operations. And so they decided to look at what they could do to regulate how they run, not ban them outright, but look at things like safety plans and how they would respond to fires and how they would if there was a disease outbreak, how they would manage the disposal of animal carcasses, if there was a mass mortality event. And so they decided to team up and look at what they could legally pass. And then, let's see, so it ended up being five of them enacted ordinances that would control the operations. And at some point, one of them was challenged in court by the state's business lobby. Rather than the court case moving forward, it ended up not being resolved through litigation because the town eventually decided to rescind its ordinance.
State's business lobby that you mentioned there, is at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce?
Yes.
Yeah. So the bigger picture then, how much authority do local governments and the state have when it comes to regulating these large-scale animal farm operations?
Yeah, I mean, so that it kind of remains an open question, and it depends who you ask. So even though that lawsuit was rendered moot because the ordinance was rescinded, another one of these townships has now been the precursor to a lawsuit has been filed against them, and so that if this goes to court, it may we might see the same thing play out again. But local governments, especially the ones that have passed these ordinances, would argue and tell you that, well, we have a state statute does provide authority for us to take these steps, like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce say that, the exact opposite, that state statute limits what local governments can do. And it's, it's a, at this point, untested area of law.
Bennett Goldstein from Report for America journalist for Wisconsin Watch. And again, his three-part series, Hogtied, can be found online at WPR.org/mornings. Donna from Sun Prairie would like to hear about what you know about the odor could be from large pig farms like these, Bennett. Donna says they've passed by small pig farms and they consider the odor unbearable. And you've got some perspective, at least I think one study from your story on this.
Yeah, so there was a university researcher in Illinois who looked at, produced a modeling study as to what residents might expect if this was constructed. And I think it was, roughly half the week, on any given day, odors might be detectable by, up to 15 and a half miles away from it. Hmm. Certainly that, fact, has been disputed. But one thing that comes up, and this kind of comes down to who's living in the area. A lot of farmers in Burnett and the neighboring county where the lawsuit occurred, would argue, look, this is a rural area and people who live here should come to expect that on days when we spread manure, that you're going to smell it. And that's, farming, is not always, the picturesque business that we like to think of it as. Some days it does smell, and that's just the nature of the job. And if you want to live in this part of the country, then you just have to come to accept that and then appreciate it on days when it doesn't smell. But for people who are living in the community, who aren't farming, I mean, it really can affect their quality of life. And so there, they would argue that, it's not so much, that I have nothing against you farming, but when it starts to affect my ability to enjoy my property and my life, You know, that's where we have some conflict.
Hey, Bennett, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you.
Bennett Goldstein reports on water and agriculture as a Report for America journalist for Wisconsin Watch. An in-depth article called three-piece series called Hogtied, available now for you. Check it out when you get a chance, wpr.org/mornings. And if you miss any part of today's show or any show going back in time, you can visit our program page and find hundreds of morning show programs in our archives. Visit wpr.org/mornings. Free to stream or download, whatever you want to do with it, it's yours as much as ours. Thanks in part because of support from generous listeners like you. Again, that's wpr.org/mornings. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.